This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
America, or at least the Republican half of America, is going to have to come to the conclusion pretty fast that Europe is not our friend. You know what was so striking about J.D. Vance's speech? And when I'm saying Europe is not our friend, I'm saying, you know, mainly France, UK, Germany, the heart of Europe, not our friend. You know what was so striking about J.D. Vance's speech? I was trying to remember what speech it reminded me of. And you know what I came up with? Tear down this wall, Mr. Gorbachev. The way that Vance was talking to the Germans and the Brits and the French was very much the way that Ronald Reagan talked to the East Germans, the communist bloc at one time. There's been so much news lately, most folks probably missed the censorship industrial complex hearings in Congress last week. Liberal journalist, but free speech advocate, Michael Schellenberger, who writes a Substack called Public, was brought in to describe the absolutely terrifying system that USAID, in partnership with the UN and its European partners, was building. Folks, this is essentially a world government funded and started from inside our government, but operational outside our shores, that would have incredible powers over Americans. Here's what USAID was funding: digital ID to access the internet tied to your bank account. Does that sound like poor, starving African children to you? Yeah, that's what the Democrats have been screaming. But listen to Schellenberger describe this.
You know, USAID has been pushing digital IDs that would tie people's bank accounts to their social media profiles. I mean, it's out of Black Mirror. I mean, the idea would be that they'd be able to police and potentially debank you for something that you said online. It's extremely disturbing, and I was just kind of shaking my head because after 2 years of this, we just keep discovering more censorship initiatives hidden away in different agencies, the UN, USAID. I mean, it's madness.
It's terrifying. You agree. Programs like E-Verify and the one I-Verify, the one you just mentioned as well, could be weaponized by authoritarian governments to silence dissent. And you've seen
by our government
this as well. And yeah. Well, of course, by our government as well. And
that's not just a theory. It's the plan. Because E-Verify and I-Verify are part of that system. They are AI-based speech surveillance software built to detect misinformation, hate speech, and malinformation. Malinformation is what this entire podcast consists of every day. It's true information that our government acknowledges is true, but would make what they say should be trusted sources look bad. Trusted sources would be liars like Fauci and pretty much everyone in Democrat leadership. In other words, USAID was working to automate the censorship at the international level and tie it to banking, to your ability to access your accounts. That's terrifying. But listen to what they were doing with the UN. Folks, this is the other side of the digital ID. The digital ID is the permission from government to use the internet if you're well-behaved. The AI is the policing tool to ferret out those who are not well-behaved, both in Europe and here. Take a listen. This is Schellenberger's testimony at the committee hearing.
Mr. Schellenberger, you're aware that U.S. taxpayer dollars have been used by the UN to develop and implement an AI-assisted fact-checking tool to label speech as misinformation, disinformation, and malinformation, toxic or hate speech, correct?
Yes, sir. Very disturbing.
In fact, in 2021, the U.S. gave the UN Development Program $190 million in taxpayer dollars, and I verify what they've developed has been tested in 5 countries: Kenya, Honduras, Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Zambia. And it's intended to expand to more countries. Does that concern you?
Extremely.
So you've got these nameless, faceless, petty, wannabe, totalitarian dictators, bureaucrats inside USAID doing this. They're already implementing it on countries that can't fight back. And in Europe, the EU has already passed the mandate for the digital ID that USAID seeks for us. What are they building? A worldwide Western totalitarian system. Even Meta has been involved, Schellenberger said.
The UN has also partnered with other players in the censorship industrial complex, including CrowdTangle, a Facebook Meta-connected fact-checking tool. Meaden got $250,000 from the National Science Foundation for identifying and countering misinformation on closed messaging platforms. An international fact-checking network, IFCN, a grant and fellowship-making organization to help fact-checkers, solution providers, and other eligible organizations launch new and innovative fact-checking programs and initiatives. Do you see iVerify as part of a larger global trend towards centralized control over information?
Schellenberger goes on to say yes, but their ambitions are even bigger than that. Remember how we learned that USAID funds more than 7,000 journalists, including thousands, plural, in Europe? As you listen to this part of Schellenberger's testimony, keep in mind the Agency for International Development and OCCRP are USAID grantees. The millions and millions he's talking about here, it's on the order of tens of millions to these thousands of journalists, came from USAID.
We have documented that the Agency for International Development has overseen basically a takeover over the last decade and a half of independent investigative journalism in Europe and around the world through OCCRP and supposedly independent journalism organizations, with an eye to basically controlling the information and controlling the major news media that do investigative journalism.
Folks, USAID even pumped money into the BBC. Now, did you hear that? 15 years is how long this has been going on. What does this mean? The current crop of fascist, left-wing, quite frankly, totalitarian European leaders came out of a media largely controlled and nurtured by USAID, by the Marxist here in America. The plan was simple, really. Control the European media, pull off regime change operations, or at least regime influence operations in Europe, elect a bumper crop of leftists, then commence with censorship. Eventually, those tentacles would reach back into America and they could censor us from abroad. This is why all these people, by the way, hate Russia. It's this simple. Russia's oligarchs refuse to bow to our oligarchs and the European oligarchs and go along with this ridiculous system, so Putin has to go. It's literally gang warfare. But how bad was this system about to get? How bad could it get again?
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This story by Matt Taibbi illustrates it. The headline is Bipartisan Coalition finally tells Europe and the FBI to shove it. Taibbi, another liberal who's also a free speech advocate, writes, while J.D. Vance was speaking in Munich, while J.D. Vance was speaking in Munich, the UK was demanding encrypted data from Apple. For the first time in 9 years, America might fight back. So starting about a year ago, the UK began demanding that Apple build them a backdoor into all Apple devices where they would have complete and total access to those devices and to the cloud, not just for their own citizens, but for Americans too. The FBI loved it. They backed the idea, even when there were rumblings in Congress, not many, just a few from Republicans about it. The FBI held strong. This was the greatest thing. We should totally do that. You know why? Because then the FBI could just go to their friends in the Five Eyes in UK, and if they want to do a political hit job on someone, just say, hey, give us the internals of XYZ's phone. Now, understand how broad-based the law that allows this is in the UK. You don't need a warrant at all. You can just go in, and you don't even need evidence of a crime. One of the reasons they're allowed to go in is, quote, public wellness, unquote. In fact, they actually used it in the UK to go after some soccer fans that used the N-word. It turned out those fans were black. It didn't matter. Apple executives resisted, arguing, yeah, but it's slang. It's part of their culture. But the UK insisted, no, 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 it's against our free speech laws. These were UK citizens. So what Apple was resisting was a backdoor here. Now, put this together with what this podcast started with the AI that USAID is helping to build for censorship where they can detect hate speech, malinformation, misinformation. Put it together with a digital ID tied back to the banking system that USAID was helping to develop on the international stage, and then tie all of that to the horror show from this fall. Remember where the top prosecutor in the UK asserted that he had a right to extradite anyone in America who violated UK speech laws on social media, even if they did it from their home in Arkansas. And remember, to our horror, that a single member of the political class pushed back. Not Kamala Harris, not Joe Biden, not Mitch McConnell, and not Mike Johnson. That's the level of fear there is on Capitol Hill of the FBI. And how we got to the place where literally J.D. Vance is speaking and the UK is demanding that Apple open the back door. Well, for the first time, they've got someone who's got their back. They're not fighting alone. Oregon's Ron Wyden, a very liberal Democrat, teamed up with Arizona Republican Congressman Andy Biggs, a Republican, to demand that the Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, help beat back the British. They formed a bipartisan coalition to back Apple, because Apple needs backing, and to demand the end of this kind of censorship coming out of the UK and out of Europe. Again, the Biden administration FBI was totally on board for this. In fact, just last week, an internal memorandum came out, and it was Biden administration saying that we need to cooperate basically with world misinformation, malinformation censors. We need to partner with them. Folks, we were so close to losing everything, folks. We were going to see Americans extradited for speech trial, including probably a lot of the conservative punditry and maybe owners of social media, too, like Gab and Getter. So understand the existing European leadership, particularly of the UN, is very much a part of this system that we built. That's why J.D. Vance had to go over there. He had to explain to him, look, I understand that we've been pressuring you for years for censorship and to threaten to take 6% of Elon Musk's global revenues and block out Twitter. And Vance is basically saying, listen, that was the old regime. This is us. We're not down with that. And by the way, stop censoring. Well, today I open up my email and I get the show letter from Eric Erickson from his show. And he's kind of a moderate, sort of mushy Republican who is outraged that Donald Trump isn't standing with our traditional European allies against Russia. In all fairness, he's not standing with Russia either. He's kind of in the middle trying to get us the best deal, particularly one that gets us the rare earth minerals we desperately need, since China has locked up 70% of the world's rare earth minerals. Anyway, he's outraged. We're betraying our partners. Folks, those of us on the right have got to stop thinking about Europe and honestly a lot of the rest of the Western world as our partners. They are fascist and they are every bit as dangerous as they were heading out of the Weimar Republic and into World War II. This is why Trump took care to snub Macron yesterday when he was here, not even bothering to go and greet him, sending a low-level envoy to do it instead, planting himself at the middle of the Resolute desk in the Oval Office, and then putting Macron kind of off to the side on one corner. It looked like the kiddie table. He was literally laughed at in Europe in the UK Express. In fact, the headline on the piece is, Donald Trump brutally humiliates Emmanuel Macron on visit to White House. Trump fundamentally understands that Macron is absolutely in league with the old leadership of the FBI. In fact, remember, France currently has an open criminal case that they're investigating against Donald Trump, Elon Musk, Riley Gaines, and a host of other conservative pundits for misgendering that Olympic boxer. Remember, who's really male, but says he's whatever, female. Now keep in mind, I mean, Macron's sitting there acting like he's our friend. The criminal case is still open. If Biden had won, they'd be trying to extradite Trump for trial. This is the absurd world we live in with shifting alliances. This is why Trump is now treating Russia essentially the same as he is France or Germany. He sees them as equally squirrely. He's not wrong. But folks, I want to leave you with this point. This whole podcast is what we escaped, folks. We were this close to losing it all. And I don't know if 4 years are going to be enough. It's going to take 8 years to stomp these people out. We need to get 8 years.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.